بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Two things we need to do. One is to adopt good company, and the other is to stay away from bad company or wrong company. If we sit in good company, then we will acquire the positive benefits of good company. So if we do only one thing, that is to sit in good company, but at the same time we do not avoid bad company, then what will happen is that we will acquire the positive benefits by sitting in good company, and at the same time we will acquire negative effects of the wrong company. So the positive benefits of good company will be devoured, will be eaten away by the negative effects of wrong company. And if we only abstain from wrong company, we will be able to save ourselves from the negative effects of wrong company. But we will not be able to benefit from the positive effects of good company. So either of two things is not sufficient. We have to do both. We have to keep away, stay away from wrong company, from bad company, so we are saved from the negative effects. And we have to adopt good company, sit in the company of pious people, good people, so we can benefit from the positive effects of that company. And as far as bad company and good company are concerned, a person should never think that bad company will not have any negative effect on me. Why? Because I am learned. Why? Because I am pious. Why? Because I am very firm on my deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given certain things effects and which are natural. They are nature. So in winter, a person will naturally feel cold. And in summer, a person will naturally feel hot. When a person is thirsty and he drinks a glass of water, he will naturally feel that the thirst has been quenched. When a person feels cold and he covers himself with a blanket or he puts on a very heavy coat, then he will naturally feel that he is warm now. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put effect in company also. So without our knowing, we will surely be affected by the company that we sit in. If we sit in wrong company, wrong effects will slowly come into our lives. And if we sit in good company, good effects will slowly come in our lives. And we ourselves will not even realize. Other people will be able to see the difference. Sometimes we are also able to see the difference. And because this is natural, it will definitely happen. Our deen, our sharia, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged good company and discouraged wrong company. So we all need to be very, very careful in regard to this. Sohbate saleh tura saleh kunad, sohbate taleh tura taleh kunad. This is a principle that the company of the good will make you good and the company of the bad will make you bad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to understand this very, very important point. This is for every believer. Young, old, pious, not pious, alim, non-alim, learned, not learned, everybody. This is important. If a person is very pious, if his company is good, if he will continually sit in wrong company, then slowly, 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 slowly his piety will go away. So this is for everybody. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has given a similitude to try to make us understand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was a very, very good teacher. He was the best teacher that this world has seen. So in explaining important things, he would give examples to make it easy for us to understand. That if a person befriends a perfume seller, so he will stay in his company, he will go to visit him at his home, or he will move around with him, he will go to the shopping center with him, he will travel in the car with him. So a perfume seller naturally will always apply perfume. So when you hang around with a perfume seller, you will always benefit from the fragrance of the perfume that he is applying. If you go and visit him in his shop, then his shop will be full of fragrances. So as soon as you enter the shop, then without your even wanting to, without you even desiring, and without even the perfume seller desiring and wanting, you will benefit from the fragrance that is there. And if he is generous, then he will take out a bottle of fragrance, perfume, and he will apply it on your body, he will apply it on your clothes. So this is a greater benefit. And even more greater benefit, he may gift you the whole bottle. From this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that when you sit in good company, sometimes you will return with big benefit. Sometimes you will return with a medium benefit. But you will never return without benefit. You will definitely return with an insignificant benefit. And as far as the result of that insignificant benefit is concerned, because this insignificant benefit will go a long way in securing your friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this insignificant benefit will become significant benefit. And if you befriend a blacksmith, if you go to visit him, then if you are walking past the furnace, the fire may burn your clothes. The fire may burn your clothes. Or the furnace, or the environment that he is working in may dirty your clothes, stain your clothes. And if none of these great harms come to you, then at least the smoke will go in your nose. And if you happen to meet your blacksmith friend outside his workplace, then you will still be able to smell the smoke that is in his clothes or on his body. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through this similitude, is explaining to us that when we sit in wrong company, then if we don't return with a very big harm, we will definitely return with an insignificant harm, small harm, little harm. And if we look at the result of this small harm, because this small harm will lead to so many other harms, this insignificant harm is not insignificant, it is significant. So we all have to try our utmost in adopting good company and staying away from wrong company. And with that, staying in good environment and staying away from wrong environment. So let us make a firm resolution. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Al mar'u ma'aman ahabba. This is also company. A person will be with whom he loves. When you love somebody, you spend more time with that person. If you have love for somebody, he is your friend, you will spend more time with that person. So a person will be with whom he loves. That means, in this world a person will be with whom he loves. The meaning is that he will be in that group. In that group means that if you love somebody who smokes, you will be with him in that practice. You will also become a smoker. If he is somebody who performs salat, then you will also become part of that group which performs salat. So you will be with those people whom you love. And in the hereafter, you will be resurrected with those people whom you love. So if you love religious people, if you love people with good habits, if you love people with mercy, if you love people who feel for other people, who help other people, then on the day of Qiyamah, you will be resurrected with them and you will be rewarded with them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that tunkahul mar'atu li arba'in. A person marries someone for four reasons. A person marries someone for four reasons. For beauty, or for wealth. If I marry this person is very beautiful, or this person is very handsome. So for beauty, a person will choose somebody as his or her life partner. Sometimes for wealth. If I get married to this lady or if I get married to this man, I will become wealthy. And as a result, I will enjoy this worldly life. And sometimes, due to family lineage and respect of the family, that these are royals, these are family of a high status, and if I get married in this family, my status will also be raised. These three reasons of marriage are worldly reasons. Then there is a fourth reason, that I am marrying this person because he or she is religious. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has given us advice that from the four reasons of marrying somebody, keep this fourth reason in mind. Then you will become successful. Fazfar bizati deen. Fazfar bizati deen. And taribat yadak. Fa illam tazfar bizati deen taribat yadak. One interpretation is this. That fazfar bizati deen, that marry a person who is religious, who is pious, and acquire success as a result of marrying a pious person. And if you do not do that, if you do not choose a person who is pious and you only look at wealth, you only look at status, you only look at beauty, then you will not become successful. Taribat yadak. The ulama have stated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging marriage with a pious person. Why? Because a husband and a wife spends the most time with their life partner. They will sleep next to each other for at least 6 hours. They will eat together. They will shop together. They will discuss matters together. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging the husband to marry a pious wife and the wife to marry a pious husband, so that they are able to acquire good company for a long time. And as a result, they may progress in their deen. And when a person progresses in his deen, then a person progresses in the success of the hereafter. So we all need to make sure that we remain in the company of good people and abstain from wrong company. Because if we stay with those people who consume alcohol, if we stay with those people who consume drugs, if we stay with those people who steal, if we stay with those people who lie, if we hang around with those people who cheat, if we hang around with people who oppress, if we hang around with people who are disobedient to parents, who are oppressive to parents, then these slowly these habits will come in us also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. O you who believe, create a barrier between yourselves and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Create a barrier. Do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa kunu ma'as sadiqin, and be in the company of those people who are truthful. And here, who are the truthful people? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Those people who have already created a barrier between themselves and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that create a barrier between yourselves and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the method is to sit with those people who have already created a barrier between themselves and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The effect of this quality of theirs will rub on to you, and you will also begin to create a barrier between yourself and the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very, very important point. Let us make a firm resolution. Each and every person, let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will always try to adopt good company and we will always try to abstain from bad company. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq.